You are watching a master at work.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever part of the day that you are tuning in, welcome to the 51st episode of the Boogie 300 online radio show. I am your host, Nate Boogie. Yes, episode number 51. One away from the annual celebration. I don't know. I might have some kazoos, some party poppers. I don't know what I might have in here for my 52nd marking a whole year episode. Anyways, I got a great show lined up for you as usual, but first of all, I got to set it out. Hit me up, 773-234-5078. I'd like for you to actually call that number and congratulate me on a year of success. I would definitely love to put you on air. Do it. Just hit me up, 773-234-5078. You can also email me, theboogie300@gmail.com. Always social networking, facebook.com/IamNateBoogie, or you can just tweet at me, @NateBoogie or @Boogie300. As always, I got a great show lined up for you. My man Rick Ross, back in the saddle, back on stage doing his thing. He's got a mixtape coming out with a very prominent artist as well. Also, I want to give you my reviews on the American Music Awards, what I thought about it, what I liked, what I didn't like, or if I did like anything at all. Also, Busta Rhymes has jumped shop from his old record label onto a new record label. You definitely want to hear what label he signed with now and get my take on that. Anyways, without further ado, I'm going to get into the show. I'm Nate Boogie. This is the Boogie 300 online radio show. Let's go!
How a gangster sing the Star Spangled Banner. Pledge allegiance to the flag in a hardcore manner. Blue bandana clip, oh nana. That nigga leaking, what the fuck you do, blood? Red bandana clip, oh nana. Big flesh in your flick, what the fuck you do, blood? The return of that gangster gully shit. Black North Face, braids up under my black scully, bitch. I still feel chills when the knocks come. My little homie strapped with the 40, we came around in a sponsor. Let off half a clip, make your whip lean. You rock headed nigga, shells that hit you, make you softer than whipped cream. Funny things are never how shit seems. You going ham, we like damn, we don't really want it, man. Then pop right up on you, gun in hand. The south side, motherfuckers be smoked here. What's it, you still tough when the smoke clears? We at the hospital waiting to see folks, yeah. Bandana clip, oh nana. That nigga leaking, what the fuck you do, blood? Red bandana clip, oh nana. Pink flesh in your flick, what the fuck you do, blood? Nigga, fuck that, you better put that work in. You don't want to, cool, you can get hurt then. Red bandana, blue bandana clip, oh nana. What the fuck is up, blood?
Yeah, blood. I just wanna remind you niggas, I'll find you niggas. It's 50, the architect. I build you, destroy it, boy. Fuck with me if you wanna. Street King, SMS audio.
New music from 50 Cent is What Up Gangsta Part 2. What up, y'all? What up, blood? What up, cuz? Anyways, Boogie 300 online radio show, episode number 51. Yes, I'm tooting my own horn. Hit me up, though, 773-234-5078. You can also email me, theboogie300@gmail.com. Always social networking. That's the quickest way to get in contact with me. Facebook.com/IamNateBoogie, or you can just tweet at me, @NateBoogie or @Boogie300. Anyways, Rick Ross, Maybach Music Group. He's back in the saddle, y'all. Congratulations, Rick Ross. Glad you're back healthy. He made his debut at Prairie View A&M's homecoming last week. He was in Memphis this past Sunday at his new Hot wing spot. It's called the Wingstop. Make sure you check it out if you ever come into Memphis. Big things going Speaking of Maybach Music Group, I want to congratulate Wale. He actually tweeted the other day, when you recoup the money that you had spent on you for your album in less than 3 weeks, it's truly a blessing. He appreciates his fans. What he's saying is the money that was advanced to him for his album, he's already recouped all that money, paid it all back. So everything from here on in is basically profit to him. So congratulations to the big homie Wale, Ambition. If you haven't got a copy of that, make sure you go on iTunes, go to your Best Buy, your Targets, wherever, and cop a copy of that. Anyways, the big homie Rick Ross, his album has been pushed back. I cannot remember the date. I want to say it's like December 13th, or maybe that's the date that it got pushed back from. Charges to the game, not the heart. I'll have it for y'all in a matter next week. Also, he's working on a project with, are y'all ready for this one? Young Money artist Drake. It's going to be called YOLO, Y-O-L-O, which means you only live once. And I'm loving that title. I love the name of that album. It's going to be very interesting to see, because as big as both these artists are, they have two very different dynamics when it comes to hip hop and what they rap about and what they talk about. But I believe that it is very doable, and I really look forward to hearing that mixtape. Shout out to the homie Drake. 700,000 copies of Take Care in first week. Congratulations to the homie Drake. Hip hop is making a big turnaround this year. You know, we got artists going platinum again. You know, for a minute, we were having like three artists a year going platinum just because of, you know, piracy and, you know, downloading albums for free or whatever. So shout out to people getting back out there buying albums again. Much love. We keep this hip hop thing going. We got to feed it, and it'll feed us. Anyways, when I come back, Busta Rhymes. Yeah. Signs a new record deal. Find out who he signs with when I come back. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show.
Since we are the best and you agree with me, right? No need to debate. The way we bomb shit. See, we're kinda like the government, so just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate.
It's Bus Rhymes. Ooh. And I'm back with the crack and the thugs and the drugs. Nigga, black. The best to do it, we only deal with the facts, bitch. Blazing and I'm so amazing on the tracks, bitch. And I jump and I skip and I hop and I flip over niggas like gymnastics. Watch the way I come and I'm giving the streets acid. Bastards, niggas know I'm the king of the classics. Drastic pleasures, I'm spreading like a rash, bitch. Clashes in session, you're about to get your ass kicked. Emperor of every round table of the house. And when I speak, niggas respect me as leader of the councilman. God rap, God persona, God thriller. Ooh. God body in the flesh, call me Godzilla. Now I know you see we be the most prominent. Dominant niggas, respect my conglomerate.
Since we are the best and you agree with me, right? No need to debate. The way we bomb shit. See, we're kinda like the government, so just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate,
yeah.
Just respect my conglomerate.
Yo,
just respect my conglomerate.
Watch my moves on.
My
I tell them hold up, swole up. You see us roll up. See them bros froze up. Soon those open up. Hey ladies, you liking what you seeing? American gangster, my straps European. Came with a scope, got a Navy feel. Like an ambush, niggas like the Navy Seal. My defensive line looking like some linebackers. Most ex-cons, all the half-contackers. Partners with them things, yeah, we call them contracts. And if your invoice right, then they might contract. 40 cal, looking sweet on them honeycomb seats. Just like Cassie, my Sean freak. Get you what you want, that's not a deep. Yes, 13 a split, got the Mayrod seat. 2 foot of Madonna, the Mayrod free. You know I brought the whole team, so we A-Rod deep, yo.
We are the best and you agree with me, right? No need to debate. The way we bomb shit. See, we're kinda like the government, so just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate.
Yeah, yo, workers, bosses, Ferraris, Porsches, dope fiends, nauseous, crack spots, losses, racetrack horses, big meetings at the round table to discuss what the cost is. Money, change you, devils, angels. We the ones who say what you can and what you can't do. Respect, power, kush, sour, haze, airy, pills, powder, gangsters, varmints, ice, garments, dawn shit, real niggas who I get it on with. When I'm around, my colleagues ain't comfortable. They all gotta sit with my verses for a month or two. Wrong nigga to have.
agree with me, right? No need to debate. The way we bomb shit. See, we're kinda like the government, so just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate.
It's a little throwback action for you. Busta Rhymes, Jada Kiss, Young Jeezy, Respect My Conglomerate. Always one of my favorite songs. What up, y'all? Nate Boogie right here. It's the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show, episode 51. Hit me up, 773-234-5078. You love the show? You hate the show? Let me know what you do like, what you don't like. Constructive criticism is always appreciated. I don't take it personal. Always social networking. Tweet at me, at Nate Boogie or at Boogie300. Anyways, why are we talking about Busta Rhymes? If you haven't known, if you don't know, he recently signed a new record deal. Back in the saddle. So be expecting an album from him very, very soon. But I know the real question is, who did he sign with? Are y'all ready for this one? When we talk about conglomerates, this man went and signed with Cash Money, Baby, Birdman, Slim, Lil Wayne. Yes, that Cash Money. Busta Rhymes and Cash Money comes together, and I can't wait to see what this album sounds like. Not because of the fact that, you know, it's going to be that Cash Money sound with Busta Rhymes, but of course, you know, it's just going to be out there. You know what Busta Rhymes brings to the table, and I think Busta Rhymes is one of those artists, just like in any profession, like you take basketball, you take LeBron James. He can go from any team, and they're not going to try and change him. LeBron, do you. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be the same with Busta Rhymes. He's coming over to Cash Money. Do you, Bust? Whatever you do to make that hot-ish, do that. And they're going to leave him be. So shout out to the homie Busta Rhymes. Shout out to Cash Money with the big acquisition of a hip-hop pioneer, great professional, whatever you want to call him. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Busta Rhymes doing the damn thing. I look forward to hearing that album. Once I get details on that album and when it will be dropping, you will have details on that album and when it's dropping. When I come back, I got to give y'all my take on the American Music Awards, of course. Did I like it? Did I hate it? Did you like it? Did you hate it? Find out when I come back. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show.
The time is now. On everything. Took my heart away from money. I ain't interested in fame. And I pray that never change. Ambition is priceless. It's something that's in your veins. And I put that on my name.
Only hope I had was selling dope. Was on my grind cause times was harder than to sell a float. My mama taught me never steal and never tell them folks. I grew up looking up the niggas that was selling coke. Oh, I was raised by the stop sign. No religion, I was getting saved by the Glock 9. By the minute, I was getting paid like the hotline. Serving rolling, fiends was calling. We was .com, well connected, well respected and well protected. And get accepted, was rejected and they regret it. And get my message, was a signal when I was texting. The niggas I was calling was fraud and I learned my lesson. Now I move with aggression, use my mind as a weapon. Cause chances are never given, they took them like interceptions. So throw that pass, I'll be the cornerback. Me and Falar and MMG gon' bring that Warner back.
For my ambition. Easy to dream a dream, though it's harder to live. They gon' love me for my ambition. Easy to dream a dream, though it's harder to live. They gon' love me for my ambition. Easy to dream a dream, though it's harder to live. They gon' love me for my ambition.
It speaks for itself.
Beautiful music, painting pictures, it be my vision.
Define ambition for me. My ambition to win, just to get me some ends. Help me pay my little rent, maybe sit in the Benz. I saw mama praying as she wait on results. It was hot in the kitchen, can I wait on the porch? My father was missing, warlord Oliver North. Life was digging me deeper, I kept on coming up short. Breaking so many laws, waking up in the dark. Who cut my power off, it's time to move that powder soft. Not too many options when you coming from the project. Sitting in the trap, now you moving Cindy Lauper. Girls wanna have fun, and a nigga with some change. and I doubt that ever change. Ambition is priceless, that's something that's in your veins, and I doubt that ever change. Ambition is my shit, and I put that on my name, and I doubt that ever change.
For my ambition, easy to dream a dream, though it's harder to live. They gon' love me for my ambition. Easy to dream a dream, though it's harder to live. They gon' love me for my ambition. Easy to dream a dream, though it's harder to live. They gon' love me for my ambition. Beautiful music.
Well wishes to my opposition. You niggas probably cop a plea before you cop a pistol. I got nothing against them, they got fucking potential. But every nigga who can read gotta get his issue. Subscribe niggas, reside where all the lions and killers be. And I ain't spend a minute up in the streets, but I'm limitless mentally. I'm lyrically ZMT, LeBron shit. I was in the six after 23. And family is everything, and money is less important. Long as your mama love ya, don't ever love a woman. I got a lot of bitches, they got a lot of feelings, but I got that green on my eyes, and that ain't no Donnie Simpson. I retire, you niggas. Fuck you in your position. They play so then some slippery niggas can't even kick it. Got rambling, talking shit to these bitches. You know you real, you don't say it. You know you real, we gon' feel it. Ralph.
Beautiful music, painting pictures, this be my vision. They gon' love me for my ambition. Easy to dream a dream, though it's harder to live. Look, they gon' love me for my ambition. Beautiful music, painting pictures, this be my vision.
Straight off his album Ambition, that's the homie Wale with the self-titled song Ambition. Really feeling that joint, really feeling that album. I just heard probably the lyric of the year, the lyrics of the year in that song. Did y'all hear it? I'm a repeater for you. I got that green in my eyes and I ain't talking no Donnie Simpson. Only my 85 to 95 gonna understand that. That was alive in that time. They the only ones that's gonna understand that. Anyways, Nate Boogie right here is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show, episode number 51. Into the last segment of this episode, the American Music Awards. What did you think about it? Do you like it? You hate it? Me personally, every year I think the American Music Awards tries to make this underlying statement without saying it. And this year's theme, I think, was giving props to the Latin community. Honestly, that's what I've seen. And granted, I'm giving only a overview of what I seen on the American Music Awards because I didn't catch the whole show. I was flipping back and forth. You know, Sundays are a big day for me. How to Make It in America on HBO, Boardwalk Empire, and the Survivor Series was on. So it was a lot of big things going on. So my attention was diverted. But anyways, I thought that the American Music Awards was really giving props to the Latin community. Shout out to all my Latin American people, all my Latin followers. Shout out to my Mexicans, my Puerto Ricans, my Dominicans, Colombians, El Salvadorians, my Ticas, my, I know I'm leaving some of them out, so my Panamanians, all of y'all. Got number love for you. But yeah, every time I like turned, it was like the Jennifer Lopez performance. Then it was her accepting an award. Then it was Bruno Mars. Then it was Mark Anthony. Then it was Pitbull. Shout out to the Cubans. How could I possibly forget? But yeah, that's what I seen, you know, the parts of the show that I did see. And then I seen Taylor Swift rack up every other award outside of that, you know. So shout out to all the winners. It was a good production. Shout out to Drake. Drake did an excellent performance. But I just seen, you know, the basis of it all was, you know, showing love to the Latin community. And I got nothing but love and respect for that. Also, on another note, Yo MTV Raps is making a final comeback episode December 4th. Mark your calendars. December 4th on MTV 2, I believe it is. Yeah, it'll be airing on MTV2, showing a lot of videos that kind of pioneered the way for hip hop in the what they call the golden era, I guess, from what, 88 to 95. That's basically the time that UMTV Raps was on the air. So I really look forward to watching that episode. You should too. Gotta give props where props is due. In order to see where we're going, we got to see where we came from. So shout out to UMTV Raps. Thank you, MTV, for bringing this show back for one last episode. On that note, I'm about to get up out of this episode. Y'all know what time it is. It's Thanksgiving time tomorrow. Thanksgiving, and more importantly, it's my birthday. Send me a birthday shout out. Hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/IamNateBoogie, or you can just tweet at me @NateBoogie. Y'all have a safe and prosperous week. Shout out to my lovely daughter, Lil Boogie. I love you. Keep up with my girl, Tip. Tip_soul_fly on Twitter. The Fly Style Society. Keep up with the latest in women's fashion. Keep up with who's wearing what. That's her thing. I'm out this thing. If you listen to me every week, continue to listen. If you're listening to me for the first time, continue to listen. Make sure you tweet at me @NateBoogie or @TheBoogie300. This is the Boogie 300 Online episode 51. 51. Y'all have a safe and prosperous week. Keep it righteous out there. I'm out. Peace.